is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice. Hello, and welcome to episode 73 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with my good friend, Johnny, not the rock star, Osborne.
Are we on?
Yes, we're on. Say something.
Hey. Okay.
Just, hey, okay, that's all you
did
got?
Did you do the intro with the little kid?
Yeah, I recorded it on there. That was William Tinkin. Yeah, for the first few times, I would pretend that he was actually here doing the intro, and he'd be like, have to go, and I'd say goodbye, have a nice walk home. You know, is that four-year-old going to be okay out in the dark by himself? Yeah, you know, but It got old, so now I just go right into the show after I put the intro on.
I think that after you play that.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Oh, so that probably, you know, I should put it at the end of the show because that really is the best part of the entire podcast.
It is. And it will be today.
Absolutely. Come on. Think positively. You're going to be great.
Yes. So, what's the format? What are we doing?
You know
we're at a motel.
Well, we begin. We're going to begin as we always do with my opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 73, so for my insensitivity in episode 72, I would like to apologize to black people, the X Games, internet memes. And first world problems. Now, I know that first world problems actually is an internet meme, but I felt obliged to apologize to that one specifically because of the game that I played in the last episode.
What game?
First world problems, first world solutions. Remember I mentioned that
but
to you?
I know, I was but like, the you know, game, but, it, they, but who you...
Well, I had two people here, and each person came up with a new first world problems, and then it was up to the other two to each present a possible solution. And if the person who presented the problem picks your solution, then you get 1 point, and you know whoever gets the most points wins. Of course, you have a chance of a tie in that situation. The prize is just a group high five. But Dustin Moore actually won, so he won our grand prize of one frozen Totino's pizza.
You got the heavy hitters out here, Dustin
Moore. Oh, absolutely.
Moore.
Okay. Dustin Moore and Bobby Williams.
Oh, well, say no more.
Yes, exactly.
More, Dustin.
Yes, more, much more.
So, but you're apologizing to first world problems.
Yes, yes.
But that's not even a group.
It doesn't matter. I once apologized to self-esteem. It's because I'd said shitty things about self-esteem the previous episode.
But first world, wouldn't you be apologizing to third world countries?
No, just the problems.
No.
I didn't say anything. If you're saying not say anything rude about first world, third world countries.
Are indirectly.
No, not directly, though.
Yeah, are.
You know what? Fuck them.
Well, now.
Fuck third world.
Now you can apologize.
And now I can apologize to third world countries next
episode.
And then
not apologize to first world.
I'll do it at the beginning of the next episode.
Okay, I'm sorry.
See, I apologize for the previous episode at the beginning of this one. And then the stuff that I'm going to say something offensive in this episode, and then I will apologize at the beginning of the next one.
I bet you we could go the whole time without being offensive to anybody.
We could, but that's no fun.
No, actually, it's a challenge.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because every joke has a victim. That's the thing.
Usually, if you're good, it's you.
Well, most of my jokes actually do have me as the victim, and you know, it was pointed out to me that a lot of my material is designed to ensure that I don't get laid.
But you have a girlfriend now.
Yes, I do. And she doesn't think I'm funny at all.
So why... How'd you guys meet?
She's a nurse, and I was a patient. And
psych ward?
Yeah.
No, where?
Something like that. Oh, just at the VA. I was there getting my blood pressure checked and stuff, and, you know, she was holding my hand while checking my blood pressure, and it just felt right.
Yeah? So what happened at that point? Like, how'd you go in?
I gave her my card, believe it or not. You know, the crappy business card I got from Vistaprints. Uh-huh. Yeah, I gave her my card and I told her that I hope I hear from her. You know, I never ask a girl for her number because I don't want to put her in the situation where she has to lie. Uh-huh. So I just give them my number and then they can decide whether or not to call me.
So how many days before she called?
A month and a half. She sent me a text message saying that she was out shopping for a dress to go to her friend's Indian wedding.
Well, is she Indian?
No, she's Filipino, but her friend is Indian.
Well, actually, she's Filipina.
Filipina.
Yeah, Filipino or male.
Okay, she's Filipina.
That's probably why she doesn't like you.
That could be it.
You're calling her a guy.
Well, you know, my native language is one that's Spanish. Fairly gender neutral.
It's like señorita.
Hers is not Tagalog. I don't remember the name of her.
Well,
her
the bad language. Words in Filipino language is bakla.
Bakla.
Salahis. And oki. And sup mendik.
So every time that...
So if you say bakla...
She told me to do something and I said okay. I was just pissing her off.
No, you say okie.
Yeah.
Okie.
Oh, I said okie dokie. I say okie dokie though.
Okie means
pussy. So I said okie dokie.
It means pussy.
I was like being really offensive.
Okie means pussy, yeah.
And okay, so I want to dokie the per pussy. What does dokie mean? Does dokie mean anything?
No, dokie means nothing.
Because I was saying okie dokie, so I was saying pussy nonsense, basically.
So
you'd ask me to do something, and I would say pussy nonsense.
When you guys were on the phone for the first time, what's her name?
Her name is Murray. Oh, she sent me a text message, and we texted back and forth for a few minutes.
Her name's Murray?
Marie.
Oh, I thought it was like a Jewish guy. Murray!
Murray!
Her name's Marie.
Murray! Let's go out to dinner!
You guys were on the phone, and you were talking to her...
Well, I wasn't talking to her. She called. She texted
But when me. You ended up talking to her, did you get out the phone where you're like, okie dokie? Did you do that?
I don't remember I don't remember the exact conversation. I just do know that I say the phrase okie dokie a lot.
Yeah, you know what? I do too, and I am ashamed of that. And
I'm a little disappointed in myself.
I catch myself doing it. I'm like, why?
Why would I say okie dokie?
I don't like saying okie dokie.
I mean, there were no shotguns at my wedding.
It's not even that. It's just like a fucking...
I've never been on a hayride. Why am I saying okie dokie?
Okie dokie. It's like we're like trying to get our way, but we can't really get our way. You know what I mean? Or like if we do get our way, we're kind of like, we can't believe it. So we go, okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
You know, like it's like non-threatening.
Yeah. Yeah. You just like feel like you're begging all the time. And then when someone actually says yes once in a while, it just amazes you.
Is it crazy?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie podcast.
Well, anyway, if anyone out there would like to know specifically why I've apologized to each of these things, send us... feel free to check out episode 72 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, go to that same website, scroll down a little bit, and on the right-hand side of the page, there are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or My Yahoo. And... if you feel I owe any additional apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, JT, you apologize too much.
Have you ever gotten an email?
Once.
Was it from somebody you knew?
It was from a guy in Texas saying that we were giving John Jones a hard time.
It wasn't. That was probably John Jones. Where's he been?
You know what? I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know what he's up to. I tried calling him a couple times, never got a response.
In case you guys don't know, John Jones is a little tiny black dude that's really, really strong.
Yes.
And he wears a WWF or WWE wrestling belt when he goes up on stage.
With a spinner on the front. The WWE insignia will spin if you spin that.
And it's the most confusing thing.
But he's got so many muscles that no one's going to say anything about it. Dumb enough to say anything except me about
I've
it.
I said actually. Something to him, too.
Oh, you did? What did you say to him about the belt?
Like, lose the belt.
You just said lose the belt?
Yeah, hindering you. Yeah, what do you...
I just went offensive with it, actually.
He's not going up there to wrestle.
It was actually the first time we'd ever had a conversation, and I said to him, I don't mean to sound racist, but do your people have to put spinning rims on everything?
That's a funny joke.
Well, you know what? He realized I was kidding and took it as the joke that it was and laughed. But his wife was horribly offended. She was so pissed off. She just kind of looked at him like, aren't you going to kill him now?
Right. Well, he probably, he knows that comics are just messing around. But then, yeah. Wait. So you and in the show, you give the Butterbean. What's the name of the web page?
Bittercomics.podbean.com.
That's a lot. Like, yes. Why don't you just have it on your Facebook?
I do.
Why don't you just tell people to go to Facebook?
Well, I post the Facebook also. Or I post the...
But you don't say that.
A link to it on Facebook after...
I can't every remember time that I post website. An episode, I'm still thinking Butterbean right now.
Butterbean. Well, you know what? You like to... You apparently are hungry. And so you just got Butterbeans on your mind.
Butterbean was a super heavyweight.
It was?
Yeah. The big fat bald dude.
I thought Butterbeans was like these like white beans with this slimy...
You don't remember Butterbean?
Slimy sauce that... No, I don't remember Butterbean. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You're wondering what kind of person you're hanging out with.
I know. You don't have a TV set.
I have a TV, but I use it as the monitor for my computer. I don't have cable.
It's huge.
As I was saying earlier, I still don't... It's a week after the Super Bowl, and I still don't even know what the score was.
He has no clue.
I accidentally found out that the 49ers lost, but other than that, I don't know.
31-34.
Oh, close game.
It was.
What did you do
that day?
I took Marie to a movie. We saw Argo.
Is that any good?
It was good. Yes, it was.
Like, do you? Because I was thinking about seeing it. Do you think I should go see it?
I think you. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you like suspense movies?
I like suspense thriller, like Harrison Ford shit. Yeah. I mean, Patriot games.
Yeah, there's no like running and fighting and shooting guns or anything. I mean, it's just these guys. They produce a movie,
right?
They're pretending to be producing a movie, and they, you know, give these people these alternate identities as movie screenwriter and set designers and use that as and pretend they're from Canada, get them fake passports. In order to sneak them out of Iran during the Iran hostage crisis in 79.
Okay. I might go see that.
That was a good movie. I would recommend it. There was one line in it that I thought was really great. And in it, Ben Affleck, who he starred in the movie and he was also the director of the movie, he's talking to John Goodman, who's playing a guy that was some dude in Hollywood. And... that guy from Hollywood says, okay, well, this is the one that'll be your director. And Ben Affleck says to him, do you think we can teach him to act like a director in one day? And then the John Goodman says, you can teach a rhesus monkey to be a director in one day. So I thought it was funny him saying that to the director of the movie that they're in at the time. So I thought that was
the
funny.
Irony of it all.
Yes, exactly.
I was watching War Games today with Matthew Broderick.
I have not seen that in a long time.
And Ali Sheedy.
Yeah.
And I'm 38, and I'm watching the movie, and they were talking about the... If you guys haven't seen the movie War Games, all 15 of you... it really doesn't matter. It's an old-ass movie. But there's a part where they're talking about this dude that died that invented this computer. And he goes, how old was he? And he doesn't look that old. And he goes, and Matthew Broderick says, oh, no, he was old. He's 41. And she goes, you're right, that is old. And it wasn't supposed to be funny, but they were dead serious.
Yeah.
41.
Is old when you're 16 or 17.
It's ancient.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 40. How old are you?
38.
38?
Yeah.
I'm older than you are.
Yep.
You have your life much more together than I do,
though. I doubt that. I just make it look like it.
Well.
So Marie texted you that she was...
Yeah, she was going to an Indian wedding and was shopping for a dress. And that's actually, the first text just said hello. And I sent a text back saying, hi, who's this? And she sent me another text. It's Marie from the hospital. Don't you remember? Like, I was supposed to know just from
You should have said, oh, I'm sorry, from community, because I hit a lot of hospitals.
You know what? I try to pick up on every nurse that takes my blood pressure. Yeah. Sorry, no offense. You're nothing special.
I tried going out with the plasma once, but, yeah. You know, it's kind of weird.
MRI chicks are hot.
Okay? Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Radiology. Then...
So, you know, we just kind of texted back and forth a little bit about the wedding that she's going to. And
did she ask you to go with her?
No, she didn't. But a couple weeks later, I gave her a call and asked her if she wanted to go out.
Where'd you guys go?
Our first date, we met at a Starbucks. We went to Panda Express next door for dinner, and then we went to the Teasers comedy show because I had told Mike Wirtz that I would bring my sound equipment so I could record the show for him.
So you were... You had it all set up in your head.
It was a really horrible date, and I'm amazed that she ever talked to me.
Because again. I've used that angle. I'm a comedian. I gotta go record this gig.
Well, I wasn't even performing. I just brought my sound equipment to record it.
The hilarious part, dude.
Yeah.
Most people would be like, "What? Like Starbucks and then Panda Express and then Teasers? Are you fucking kidding me?" But that's like the first. When I took my wife out, you know what our first date was?
Taco Bell.
Jack in the Box.
I was close.
And then we went and looked at hookers.
You looked at hookers?
Mm-hmm.
Were you trying to pick one out or were you just looking at
them? When I was a kid, my dad was a truck driver.
Okay.
So when I was a little kid, we would drive down Parkway and we'd be driving down there to go eat.
Hang on a second. I just need to put in a break real quick and we'll talk about this as soon as we get back. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Johnny Osborne.
We got fucking commercials in this?
No, but
why are we putting in a break?
I just do. I don't know why. Why not?
Why would you interrupt
the
story right at that point?
Because I just noticed we're past 15 minutes, and I feel bad. I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
We will get to the story.
Yes, you will. This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right. So, Johnny.
No, wait.
Turn it around.
This way?
This way. Speaking to the front.
This.
Yes.
Wait.
I can just get you a handheld mic if you'd rather use that.
This is fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, this is... Okay. Joel's got a... We're just standing outside smoking a cigarette. And I was getting ready to tell my bullshit story. But he lives in a... They accept Section 8 here. EBT as rent.
If people and pay their rent with
he's got cards. Some crazy ass fucking like this one dude we were at because Joel was telling me about his girlfriend with his blood pressure and I said how high was it and it was like 160 over 120 which is like nosebleed and aneurysm and then the black dude that was walking up he gave us a bunch of fitness tips because he learned it in prison and then he's got a drug dealer downstairs and I said hey man I said do you have any crazy stories and he's like he spits he goes crazy I said, yeah. Yeah, man, there's a lot of crazy stories around here, man. You just got to look. So Joel's got a fucking gold mine here. Like, you shouldn't be interviewing comics. You should be interviewing. Honestly, should call it the Ghetto Podcast or Section 8.
Section 8 Podcast. Section 8
just
podcast.
Watch him smoke crack right here. Fuck it. Like give him a, you know, hot dog.
Yeah, I'll just I'll make a frozen pizza. They'll be happy, and
everybody. Yes, you're right. Everybody loves frozen pizzas.
Everyone does love frozen pizza, especially if you buy extra mozzarella cheese to put on it.
I can't believe, like, if this thing was mobile, like I would rather walk around the complex, and then just go ask people questions. Just tell me a fucking crazy story. What happened to you?
How did you end up like this?
Yeah. What was your plan? And then, you know, you might have some, like, real tragic stories that are, like, really make you cry. Some that make you angry. Some that are really, really funny. Some that are, you know, scary.
Yeah.
You would have a huge following. You understand that?
You may be right.
No, I know I'm right. There's no fucking maybe about it.
The joys of living in the ghetto.
The only reason why Joel lives here is because his chick lives across the street.
Pretty much.
And he wants to make sure she's not going out with any baklas.
What is a bakla?
Bakla is a gay guy.
A gay guy, okay. Well, you know, I'm still learning all these terms.
Salahis is half man, half girl.
Someone told me, did you see the chola over there? And I was like, I love cholas, you know, with the cinnamon and sugar on them.
It's chula.
I don't know what anything
chulas.
Means.
Churros.
Churros.
Cholula is the hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. So we went to go look at hookers.
All right. So you went to go look at hookers on your first date.
Uh-huh. When I was a kid, my dad was a truck driver.
Okay.
And then he used to take me, when we go eat hamburgers down on Parkway Avenue, which is off of 99, he would take me to go down there, and then we would see the hookers. And then he would say, what do you think of that one? And then I said, I don't know. And he goes, would you take that one? And I go, I might take that one. And he goes, I don't know if I'd take that one. And I go, I don't know if I'd take that one. And that's became a ritual thing. Like on our way to swap meets and shit like that, or driving home at night, we just drive by and look at hookers. Like some people collected stamps and nickels and shit, and hookers. I went and looked at hookers.
All right.
So I took her, you know. That was our first date, so. And I married mine, so you're in good company.
Now there you go. That sounds like a fun date. Well, you know, I am surprised that she called me back. She even says it was a horrible date. And I actually, this is how much of an idiot I am. I actually asked her if I could kiss her goodnight at the end of the date.
What'd she say?
No. And she gave me that disgusted look, like I can't believe you even asked. But then she still went out with me again.
And when did you guys have sex?
We'd been dating 2 or 3 months before we had sex.
Were you nervous?
No.
You were okay with it?
Yeah, I was okay with it.
Did you finish quickly?
The first time, yes.
Did you use a condom?
Yes. Oh, no. No, we didn't.
You did not?
No.
Why?
Because...
You know about Filipinas, right?
She...
You know.
Told me, anyways...
Okay.
That...
Hepatitis.
She's menopause. She can't get pregnant anymore.
Oh,
and she asked me to.
But you can still get hepatitis.
Well, she asked me to get tested for STDs.
Yeah, what happened?
It came up clean.
Of course.
And, you know, she got tested also, and she's clean. So
nobody has herpes or anything like that.
No,
missing out.
Nope.
I'm big time.
I wish I had herpes.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's
always
fun
to figure it out if it's an ingrown hair or if it's a herpes.
I've seen those commercials and like the guys with herpes, they're skiing and they're in hot tubs. I was like, you know, I might be like
the Valtrex.
Yeah, based on those commercials, I would have a much more interesting life if I were to just get herpes.
Well, if you have herpes, it means you're pulling a lot of ass.
That's true.
Dudes that say that they pull a lot of ass, I'm betting 10 to 1 they got herpes.
Well, there's this one podcast I listen to, one of them that I listen to called the Savage Love Cast. It's done by is it Dan Savage who does the Savage Love
column? I don't know.
Anyway, this dude, gay dude, does sex advice, and he said that if you are sexually active, just expect that you're going to get herpes. It's something like 95% of American adults have it.
Well, technically, you already have it if you had chicken pox.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it comes in shingles.
Yeah.
Which
herpes is it, though? There's herpes 1,
simplex
2,
1,
and 3.
Simplex 2. Simplex 1, just about everybody has because it's called a canker sore, which is on your mouth.
Yeah.
What's called oral herpes.
Yes.
Then you have genital.
Yeah, the genital herpes is the one. When people ask, do you have herpes, that's the one they're talking about.
Right.
Right.
But you could say, yeah, you know, technically.
Technically. But I don't.
Okay, so then you guys had sex.
So we had sex.
How fast did you bust a nut?
10 minutes.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? That's...
Was it 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was about 10 minutes.
That's pretty good.
One thing I have to preface that with the fact that I masturbated 3 times that afternoon.
Oh, because you knew you were going to get laid.
Yes, I did.
And so you wanted to make sure.
And so I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just going to lose it as soon as she touched my dick.
Right.
So
how long had it been before that?
Since I'd had sex.
Yes.
I'd had sex once 6 months before, and then before that it had been about 9 years.
No shit. No hookers, nothing.
No.
No massage.
Nope. No massage parlors.
Nothing.
No hand jobs. I went to a massage parlor once, but I didn't get a hand job because it was white people who worked there.
Yeah.
They weren't Asian, so I was like, I went to the wrong place.
So, 9 years.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Thanks, I think.
I mean, but it's like, why go get a... Wouldn't it suck, though, like, if you got herpes? Like, you're like, really?
Yeah. Yes, it would. I would not want to have an STD of any kind.
Yeah. And you probably never will.
Mm. Not now.
Well, I mean, let's...
Well, you know, if I stay with her and assuming neither of us cheats, then there's no way either of us is ever going to get one.
Well, unless you guys cheat with condoms, then you're pretty safe.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Well, you know, we I have to say we don't... I used to be really judgy about guys cheating on their husband or husband or their wives or their girlfriends because, you know, not having a girl of my own, I was like, oh, man, you already have one. And you got to go out and get another one. It's like, you remember when, was it Rob Lowe got busted with some ugly-ass crack whore?
Yeah.
And everybody is like, oh, my gosh, how could you go out and do that when you had this supermodel at home? And now that I have a girlfriend, I understand because she doesn't want to have sex anywhere near as much as I do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like it was 2 weeks ago before the last time we had sex. And
the best way to avoid...
And, you know, and to me, it'd be like every day would be... I'd be satisfied with.
Well, yeah, because you understandable because was she married before or something?
She was married like 5 years ago. She got divorced. She was married 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so she was like she's had sex on a regular where you've been irregular. Yeah. Where you're equivalent.
Yeah, sex is pretty irregular.
Well, no, you're equivalent to like a 17-year-old. That's like fuck. I gotta keep doing this
basically.
And then that'll
before,
wear out.
I'd had sex 4 times in my life before her.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And yeah, so I just never, you know, I just never been the guy who could pull it off to go out and pick someone up. I just probably because I'm just too nervous.
Yeah.
But
they can smell that stink on you. You know. Oh, I don't know about this guy.
This guy's desperate.
Yeah.
Probably gonna get something. Yeah, I bet he fucks hookers.
To avoid cheating, you jack off.
Yeah.
You jack off. You pull it, and then you're like, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I'm going to, of course, I would like to believe I'm not the kind of person who would ever do that.
Right.
But I will say that I'm beginning to understand because I'm always in the mood and it feels like sometimes that she's never in the mood. So, and you know, like the Rob Lowe, he had the supermodel at home, went out and got a crack whore. It's like, you know, well, you're being told no at home is the problem. And so, you know, you have a steak and you're told you can't eat it. And so, well, you might go get a cheeseburger. And so that's what he did. He went out and got something with a lot of cheese on it.
A little bit of crack.
Yeah, a little crack.
So you're saying that you and Rob Lowe are a lot alike.
Yes, absolutely. I have so much in common with Rob Lowe.
Right.
It's really incredible.
I'm getting it. You know, especially the fact... that you were playing the saxophone when I got here. And if you're older than 36, you'll get that joke because you'll remember Saint Elmo's Fire.
I never saw Saint Elmo's Fire.
Well, he played the saxophone in that movie.
Hmm.
He was a sax player. He's going to go play jazz.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I should go see that movie because you're not the first person to pull out a St. Elmo's Fire reference.
Well, you were probably talking about Rob Lowe and how much you guys have in common. And the other fact, too, is that you have a lot of posters of him up here.
My walls are completely blank, actually. I don't have anything on the walls here.
With Rob Lowe.
My walls pictures. Are, you know, people won't believe.
If you look at Joel, if you go into Joel's bathroom, there's sketchings of Rob Lowe in pencil.
In my semen.
No, it's in pencil.
All right, it's in pencil.
And he's trying to downplay and like saying that I'm lying. I'm not. I will upload photos of Rob Lowe's sketchings onto Joel Foreman's.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, I will. You think I...
On the Butterbean website.
That is the worst. You just go to his Facebook thing. What else happened? What were we... We got off on Rob Lowe here.
I don't know.
Anyways, he's got sketchings in pencil on the wall. They're not like not on paper.
They're actually written on the wall.
They're on the wall, and management's going to... Well, I don't know.
Well, they have to repaint after I move anyways.
You have to interview the people here.
You're probably right.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, you're definitely right.
And if you're scared to do it, like, get, like, one of us to, like, be here to kind of, like, you know, but don't, like, don't say any, like, racist shit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, I mean,
it'd be a dead cast. Okay,
who should I interview first? Should I go with the drug dealer downstairs?
If he's friendly,
should I go? Actually, he's really friendly. And should I go with the exercise brother across the way, or should I go with the Black Power schizophrenic who lives down directly downstairs from me, or the gay Mexican dude across the way, or
I would do the I would interview the drug dealer.
Start easy, because he's always been really friendly. So,
well, I mean, if he's always around and he sees you as non-threatening, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Then go to your fitness dude.
All right.
Then the gay guy.
Gay Mexican dude across the.
Yeah.
Or over on the other side.
Yeah. And then the guy next door. Just the crazier the better, dude.
All right. I'll give that a try. We're going to take a break again real quick.
Well, again?
Yes, we are.
It's been 30 minutes?
Yes. I'm JT Foreman here with Johnny Osborne. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is Rob Lowe. I'm here with Hugh Grant. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, so...
Joel took a shit.
I didn't take a shit. I just farted.
Was that a fart?
That was
Did you sit down and pee?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes,
me too. Right, I sit down and pee.
Why? Everyone always has this.
No, I don't wear underwear.
Oh, okay.
And then so when you and if people that wear boxers, they'll know this. Like when you go to the bathroom and then when you pee and then you get done, like it always goes down your leg. And if you don't wear underwear, it's the same thing. When I sit down, I feel like a Japanese man. Why do you sit down?
Because I'm tired.
I can sit down and then you crack a fart, dude. You was sat down because that shit was loud. then,
it was kind of loud.
No, it was really loud.
No, I'm just tired, so I sit down.
That's why you rest. That's why you do that.
No, I don't know. I don't really have a reason. It's just.
Have you always sat down?
Well, when I was a kid, I didn't. At some point, like in my teen years, I decided to start sitting down. Actually, I'm not sure. I don't really know why. I just I'm more comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. I started. I think in my 30s. Because I always get a fucking stain. And I was mad about that. So if I can sit down, I'm sitting down. And then, you know what? Hey, if I got a shit, bam, we're right there.
Well, you know, if you stand up and for some reason.
I mean, I'll stand up in a public restroom, like in a urinal.
Yeah.
Do you do it there or do you, like, make an effort?
I make an effort. I go.
I don't go that far. That's pretty extreme.
Well, see, if. All right. You really want to discuss this? I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard it's good for your prostate, too.
Here's the deal. If you stand up when you pee, I'm at the point in my life, and I don't know if this is just me or if this is a guy thing, or maybe I'm just, you know, maybe my urethra is damaged or something. I don't know. But usually you shake it twice, and that's enough for it to be dry. I will keep dripping for a while, so I have to like, shake it several times.
That's what I just said.
And if I'm standing up when I pee, then now I'm standing there, and everyone sees me shaking it over and over to try.
So you
to
get did it for more being self conscious.
You know what? I just don't want to look like I'm masturbating at the urinal at the public bathroom.
Is that really true?
It kind of.
Well, is it kind of or is it?
Yeah, kind of. It is.
No, it's either is or it isn't.
No, it drips a lot at the end. You know, it used to be.
But so you're not.
When I was little,
okay,
and
but
I
when
went
you,
pee,
but
I would pee. It'd be a heavy stream. It would be strong. It would be like. And it would stop. And there would be like maybe a drop. And I just shake it once. And that's gone. And I'm done. Now I shake it once. And it's still a couple more drops come out. And I shake it again. And a couple more
Does
drops
it hurt?
Come out. And no, it doesn't hurt.
Have you had your prostate checked?
Not lately.
You should. You pee a lot at night?
You think maybe that's a prostate problem? Yeah, I do. I wake up two or three times a night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you better get your prostate checked. Mm-mm. I like sitting down because I'm tired, like you. I can't believe I fucking... I can't... First of all, I can't believe I figured out that you sat down and peed. Because I was like, that was really quick. And then you told me you didn't
shit. Yeah, well, I wasn't...
Shit. I wasn't, and then I was like, oh my God, you sat down and peed. Because I can tell from the fart that that was inside the toilet. Well,
it was echoey, so it was in the toilet.
I know.
It wouldn't have been... It would have still been echoey in the bathroom, but it wouldn't have been as echoey if it weren't inside the porcelain bowl.
I sit down and pee just because... I'm tired of the pee. I've always had that the pee just drops.
Yeah,
You get a dab up there. It's because they don't wear underwear.
Well, I wear boxer briefs.
Yeah, so you feel it go down your leg?
No, boxer briefs, not briefs.
Oh,
boxer briefs.
Oh, like Rob Lowe.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Rob Lowe wears them. I'm not kidding.
I'll put up
some pictures on your Facebook.
All right.
Of Rob Lowe and his boxer briefs. All right. And then some sketches that I'm going to take a picture of in the bathroom that you've drawn.
Was it Rob Lowe or was it Hugh Grant?
No, it was Rob Lowe. You just called me Hugh Grant.
No, that who got caught with the crack whore.
It's Hugh Grant.
That was Hugh Grant.
He was with Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, he was with Elizabeth Hurley and he got caught with a crack whore.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably
Rob Lowe was fucking a 16-year-old.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'd rather be Rob Lowe. I'd rather be fucking the 6-year-old than the 16-year-old.
6-year-old.
Well, you know what? I'd rather fuck a 6-year-old than the crack whore, too. But I'd rather be fucking the 16-year-old than the crack whore. Given the choice, I would rather not have either. But if I were forced to choose, you're either going to fuck the 6-year-old or you're going to fuck the crack whore. Which one is it going to be?
The 16?
I'll go with the 6-year-old.
16-year-old or
16?
Or are you saying 6-year-old because you're being, you're trying to
I accidentally sneak it in. Said 6 first. And
you're sneaking it in there?
Well, you know, if it's, she's 6, you have to sneak
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, you do have to sneak it in. Boy. And it's difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they're so, you know, smart nowadays, these kids.
Yeah, they do. They figure that stuff out. All right, so let's see. Something I wanted to talk about. On... I've been seeing a number of gun debates on Facebook between my friends recently, and one ever since the Newtown incident, and one I saw a guy posted a link to a news story about some cops who had been killed by a dude came out with a machine gun and just mowed them both down, and he said, "See, they're both trained and they were both armed, and it didn't save them," and it turned into this like 30 or 40 post long argument between several different people. So I just put, well, you know what? The real solution to that is to just ban the element of surprise. Well, I mean, that would be the only way to stop that. I mean, but you look like
confused. He's trained.
He's yeah.
He was trained. He's trained.
Well, the cops were trained and they were armed, but it didn't save them.
He was trained in the military also.
Yeah. Well, the cops though that
the
were killed.
The cops are not trained to deal with a rogue cop.
Well, I don't know who shot them.
The rogue cop supposedly did.
Well, I don't know if that's the same story that this person showed.
You're talking about the black dude, the black cop that killed
no,
the
no.
The one
this was
a big
this
bear?
Was about a month ago.
Oh no, this is I'm talking about the shit down in L.A.
Oh, I didn't hear about something. What happened in L.A.?
You don't know about that story?
No.
That dude's on the loose right now.
Who? Who's on the loose?
He killed two cops.
Okay.
And he killed the chief's daughter and her boyfriend, fiance.
Huh.
He got
I hadn't
fired
heard about
in 2000. It was all over the news. And then he caught.
Well, I don't have TV, so.
You have the fucking internet?
That's true. I just play video games, though. I know.
Okay,
you're
disappointing me at this point. The gun debate. Let's just get back to that, because you have to be current. You need a TV set or get a fucking radio.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Maybe just listen to, you know, NPR.
I do.
You know,
like
don't you have iHeartRadio?
No, I don't.
On your computer?
No.
You go to iHeart.com, you can listen to it.
iHeartRadio.
You can listen to comedy, stand-up comedy on iHeart. It's funny.
All right, I'll check that out. iHeartRadio?
iHeartRadio. This is a fucking commercial for iHeartRadio.
Right. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, too. All right, let's see what else happened
on gun control.
Yeah,
you own a gun?
No, I don't. With these guys, they were arguing. You know, the guy who put the post up, he was saying,
"You don't own a gun? You fucking live here and you don't own a gun."
No, I don't own a gun.
Why don't you own a gun here?
Because I would shoot someone.
Exactly.
That's why I don't own a gun. I would shoot someone that I probably shouldn't.
You don't have control? That's called gun control, right?
Well, there. See, that's why I don't have a gun.
So you don't have control.
I could. I would rather not have to. So I just don't have a gun.
So you're saying you don't have control?
I do have control. I just choose to not put myself in that position.
Because you wouldn't be able to control yourself.
I would be able to, but I wouldn't want to.
Okay, but so then you would shoot them?
I would probably. I would want to shoot them. I don't think I would shoot the person, then, but I would want to.
Then you could have the gun.
I don't want to have to deal with that though.
Then you don't have control.
But I can control myself. I've chosen not to put myself into a position where I need to control
exactly.
myself.
Exactly. Because if you have the gun, there is no control. Right?
I think you just changed the definition of the word control in our conversation.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
No.
Yes, I think so.
My whole thing was like, if you had the gun, would you have control? You're saying the reason why...
If I had a gun, I would have control, yes.
No, that's not what you said. You said the reason why you don't.
Well,
have
see,
the
now
gun.
you're using a different version of a different definition for the word control. At least I interpreted it as a different definition of the word control.
What did you interpret it as?
Because there's two ways to say gun control. One type of gun control is preventing people from getting guns that shouldn't, and the other kinds of gun control is. Whether or not you're going to control yourself and
right.
shoot someone or not shoot someone when you get put into a situation.
Yes.
And I do not believe I would shoot someone when I shouldn't, but I don't want to have to worry about that. Because there are many times when I've been mad at someone when I thought, I wish I had a gun right now.
I see, I've never been that mad. Mm. I beat people with it, like an axe handle and shit. Bitter comments.
That's pretty mad. I don't know. You know that's pretty mad. Beating someone with an axe handle is pretty mad.
Yeah,
but I do have to.
I always have an axe handle. I have a 357 Magnum. I have an axe handle and I keep a flashlight.
Well, see, here's the thing, though.
Wait, I want to.
You took the axe head off of the axe handle.
No.
Oh, so you actually turned the axe over and then?
No. I bought the axe handle without an axe.
Okay.
Just the oak.
Okay.
Because I knew I could beat somebody's ass with it easily. And so this dude, he came over and he started, this is when I was back drinking and shit, and he started some shit with me, or I probably did. And then I worked him over.
Mm.
And my
Did he deserve it?
At the time, I don't think so now. I think I overreacted a little bit.
Well, not always, but generally when you beat someone with an axe handle, you're overreacting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not always.
Hey, but good thing I didn't have a gun.
That's true.
Because I wouldn't have had any control.
Well, see, there you go. And see, if you had had a gun, then there would have been a lack of both kinds of control.
Well, you know what, though?
Because then a person who shouldn't have a gun would have a gun, and the person who has a gun would not be controlling their use of the gun. So,
you know, but it usually, like, whenever I've heard people say, you pull that out, you better use it, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
This is not true. The last thing I want you to do is use it. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a gun, like three times I've had guns pulled on me. And I'm not even in the military, just, and you feel like.
Sales of medical equipment is a rough business, huh?
Yeah. I don't know, hanging out in biker bars.
Okay. Yeah.
And these dudes, they came in. And they blocked off both the entrances, and then, you know, it came in 9mm, and just, you know, dropped to the floor, and they pistol whipped one of the bikers, and then the dude put his gun back in my head.
Yeah.
And all I kept thinking was, like, just get the fucking money and get the fuck out of here. Please do not kill me, like, over and over again. And that shit is scary. And then I had a guy, as like a little kid, he pulled a gun on me and wanted to steal my bike. And then I used to go door to door as Jehovah's Witness. I had another guy pull a gun on me And then I was at a party. Here's the thing, is like when I see a gun, the argument is over. I agree with you. I am for
all of a sudden you're right.
Abortions, or I'm against them. I hate black people. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
You have a gun, you win. And you have you ever been shot at?
No.
Okay. If you get shot at, it is the most humiliating. It's so fucking humiliating because I was at a party. I don't know what happened. Some shit got out of control, obviously, because somebody pulled a gun. And they started blasting away, right?
Okay.
And you want to talk about, like, not knowing how to run? Like, when I see these movies where these motherfuckers fall, that's real. Because you're so goddamn scared. It's like your legs are rubber. And I instantly, first of all, I hit the floor when I heard the gunshots. Then I try to get up and run, and you can't. You're just panicked. And it's all slow motion. So, if you have, like, you know, people, like, you know, pulling these guns out and shit like that, like, really, you're not going to fucking shoot anybody when it really comes down to it. Because if you see one get pulled, it's like, it's scary. I mean, it's really, don't you think it's scary?
Yes, actually I do.
Especially if the guy's got like a crazy eye or something. Or a scar on his face.
Yeah.
Or the drug dealer downstairs. That guy, he probably fucking laugh. Stories.
There you go.
So yeah, that's my thought on gun control.
That nobody should have one?
I don't give a fuck who has one. Just don't use it on me.
There you go. that's a good philosophy. I like that. On that note, we're going to take a break again real quick. I'm JT Foreman here with Johnny Osborne. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I am here with Johnny Osborne. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right.
PA system.
Now, Johnny, you got married, was it about 3 months ago now?
November 10th.
November 10th. So, November, December, January. 3 months. Oh, yeah, I was right. One day shy of 3 months.
Yep.
Congratulations. How long did you date her before you got married?
6 years.
6 years. Wow. Cool. Long time. Congratulations. Girl I'm seeing right now, I'm considering the possibility of marrying her. Do you have any advice other than don't?
No, I don't say don't. I would say if you're sure, then do
it. So if I'm not sure, then don't.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not sold on it, or there's lingering things, or there's gigantic red flags, then I'd wait and see what happens.
I just want to have sex more often.
And if you get married, then you're not.
Yeah, well, see. Actually, that's something I told her, is that sex is not a good enough reason to get married.
Is she a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Well,
yeah, she's been living in the U.S. for over 20 years.
Can't play that card. No. So, yeah, so you... I did a comedy show after the wedding.
Yeah.
And you... I had my PA system, which wasn't working very well, and then Terry called you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you came over at about 11:30 at night, which is greatly appreciated, and then set up shop. And didn't do any time. You just brought your shit over there because we were well into the show.
Yeah, I just brought my PA system out to set up so you could...
So we could use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now, and you have a pretty nice system. So, but I mean, like, do you get that a lot? Because, I mean, I felt bad calling you from the middle of the night.
Well, you know, this was your wedding reception.
Right.
You know, something like that, or if someone's having a party at their house or something, I have absolutely no problem bringing my PA system to let a friend use it. What bothers me is so many people want me to bring my PA system out for a show that they're doing. You know, I mean, if they're getting paid to do a show or they're charging admission, and then they want me to bring my PA system out there and let them use it for free. If you want to go out and rent a PA system from one of those companies that rents PA systems, if you're lucky, you'll pay $200. And it is getting kind of annoying.
So do you
everyone always wants me to bring it out.
Do you have people that you don't mind doing it for? And then there's people that you're like, I don't want to do it, but I can't say no.
It's the circumstances that...
No, but I mean, like, there isn't... Like, for example, if Terry were to ask you...
If Terry were to ask me,
you wouldn't have a problem.
I wouldn't have a problem. I would just bring it.
So that's what I'm saying. I was like, do you have any people that are like that? That
Yeah, there are a couple of people that if they asked me to use their PA system, I would just let them. Like, for a while, Danny Minch was letting me use his PA system, and, you know, he wasn't charging me anything for that.
Okay, so that's
And so if Danny asked me to, I would just bring it, and, like, here you go. And I wouldn't ask him to pay me anything.
And he's always gracious with stage and...
Yeah. You know, it just people who, it's some other people who never, you know, they never give me time, or the only reason they're giving me time is because they're also going to ask me to use my PA system.
Yeah. So why don't you tell them no?
When it comes up again, that's what's
When's the last time that's happened?
About a month ago. 3 weeks.
Where was the show at?
Zenwalk Fusion. Actually, it was two shows in a row that he had there. This guy, Rafi Barakat, asked me to bring my PA system out. Uh-huh. And, you know, I know he's not getting paid to put those shows on.
No, he's not,
and they're not charging admission to do those shows.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, I met him once. You know, it's not like, I've known Danny for 3 years and we're friends. I've known Terry for 3 years, we're friends. I met Rafi Barakat once at a comedy show, and he's like, oh, by the way, since will you bring all your stuff out and do all this work for me now? It just...
But, you know, he's new.
Yeah, he is new.
So he doesn't, like, know.
It's, you know.
But, I mean, that's a different situation because he's not really getting paid for it.
That's true. And that's why I'm not going to, you know, I'm not like, but I don't mean this as Rafi's an asshole or anything
right,
like that.
You were just saying the last time that's happened that it was kind of annoying.
Yeah, and it honestly it is. And then he wasn't even there for the show. That week he went up to San Francisco to hang out with William Lushbaugh to go to some open mics up there.
Right.
You know, cause in each of the shows that he had done there at Zenwalk Fusion before, the room was full because he spent, you know, it's his show. He spent some time promoting it. He handed flyers out and all that stuff. And then this time when I'm going to be performing and I bring my PA system.
Who else was there with you?
Chris Cruz headlined the show.
Well, that's why nobody showed up, because Chris Cruz was there.
Well, Chris Cruz had another show same night.
Bro, don't fucking say that, bro. Come on. You're just messing. No, I'm fucking around. No, I'm messing around, Chris.
Chris Cruz had another show that same night just down the street at...
Laughing Buddha.
Laughing Buddha, yeah. Which, I was like, wait a second. And there's another thing. Maybe it's just that one show that's really bugging the shit out of me. Because there were so many things that were seemingly fucked up about it. For one thing, Rafi, it's his show and he's not there. He didn't tell me until that afternoon, or maybe it was the day before, he sends me a message on Facebook asking me if I'll bring my PA system. I mean, he could have said something when he asked me to do the show 3 or 4 weeks before, but he didn't. He waited until the day before. And then he says, oh, by the way, I'm not even going to be there. I'm out of town. So he didn't do any of the press, or, you know, any of the...
But you got paid, though, right?
No, I didn't get paid. He didn't do any of the promoting for the show at all that he normally does, so the room was empty, too. And then he has Byron Campbell is hosting the show. I'm opening, and then Chris Cruz is headlining the show. But Chris Cruz had another show that exact same night, three doors down at Laughing Buddha. What the hell... What the hell is that? I mean, you book someone to do a show here and then just down the street an hour later? What kind of ridiculousness is this? I mean...
Well, wait, you can't do that because he's new.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
He doesn't know the...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And that's why I don't
usually,
have a
gun. Because usually, like, if you do...
Because I know that I'm going to shoot someone.
You would not have control.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you would... You know, when you perform gigs out of town, they make you sign a contract that says you're not performing, you know, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, in, you know, a demographical area or a zip code. So you're not in competition with it.
Yes.
They don't want that. But, you know, it's a fucking... Neither one of these places are comedy clubs.
True. That's true. There is no actual comedy club in Fresno, so
if they need a PA system, it's really not even a place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the guy who owns the restaurant is actually installing a system.
I hope so, because that thing's a piece of shit what they have right now. I brought in my own PA system. I walked in with it on wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he brought me up, I was like, I'm funnier on this.
What you need to do is just get one of those speakers that you, has a handle on it. You
That's what I have.
And just plug the microphone. And you can just.
I have it. It's battery operated.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I did one show, I swear to God, with using a Fisher-Price karaoke machine.
That's funny.
It was a birthday party. The Mexican family in Visalia, I got hired to do a comedy show in their backyard. And all they had was a Fisher-Price karaoke machine. And that was what I used to do my stand-up comedy.
That's great.
But, you know, there was like 45 or 50 people there, and they loved the show, so it went great. But still,
it's just... And that's when you were like, you know what? I need to invest in a PA.
Yeah,
so I can go set it up for people.
Exactly.
Oh, poor guy. He didn't know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't hate Rafi. I'm just going to... And I was joking...
About shooting him?
That, no, actually, I was joking about
shooting him. Oh, you were
I was joking that night that I was going to choke him out the next time I saw him. And yeah. I'm not really going to choke him out.
Probably why he isn't called but, then.
Yeah, it could be. But before we go, there's one question I want to ask you just to get your opinion on this. A conundrum that occurred to me recently. That's my segue. Do you like my segues?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, awesome. Viagra, do you consider that performance-enhancing or recreational drug?
Well, performance-enhancing?
Would you consider it a performance-enhancing or a recreational drug?
I wouldn't consider it either.
No?
Uh-uh. Performance-enhancing would insinuate that you're in a sport. That's when that is used, is performance-enhancing drug, i.e. Lance Armstrong.
Well, it improves your performance for sex.
Yeah, but
you've never had a sexual competition?
No.
You're racing your girlfriend to the orgasm? I win!
I will always win that. why would you use that when you have meth?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And so you wouldn't consider it a recreational drug either?
No.
Do you get high so you can get hard and have sex? That's not recreation.
You don't get high off of Viagra.
Well, you don't get high, but you get hard so you can have sex.
Right.
And that's not recreation?
No. I don't consider it that. I think it's so you can fuck.
You don't consider sex to be recreation?
Sometimes it's a necessity.
Okay.
Ask yourself that question.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if you fuck all the time, you could have a gun here.
You're probably right.
You would be in control.
I would need to keep it unloaded too.
No, you wouldn't. It wouldn't matter. You could fucking have it out. You'd just be laid all the time.
That's true.
You would be like, yeah, they're taking stuff, but I.
You know what? Laid. I had sex today. Yeah, let them have it. I don't need any of these
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
I have orgasms.
Yeah.
Induced by someone else.
I don't, yes.
And for some, it feels so much better when it is not self-induced.
You know,
it really does.
I don't know. Sometimes I really get into it. I look like Kermit the Frog when I jack off because, like, my feet are, like, together. I get a triangle and I start rubbing my feet together like a cricket.
Yeah.
And then right when I bust it out, I start rubbing them real fast. It feels real good.
I'm going to have to try that.
You want me to put it away?
Yes, please. Thank you for taking your dick out in my kitchen. People eat here.
I'll put my shoes back on. No, people don't. You eat here.
I'm a people. Well, I guess that's it for the show. Thanks a lot for coming out to
Yeah, the podcast. Man. Thanks for having me. This is actually a lot of fun. And I will tell the comedians, don't worry about it when you come out here, because he's going to start interviewing. You have, please. Look,
You want me to start interviewing?
I'm dead serious. Like, if you do that, and like you want me to like anchor, like help out, I'll fucking yes.
I would not know how to ask them if I could interview them.
Just go ask them. Like, listen,
Hey, I do a weekly podcast, and I would you like to be a guest on the show?
Just
the same way.
I want to ask you 3 questions. Because you could do them in like 15 minutes. You could do 45 minutes okay, right
give
there.
Give me a story involving guns.
No.
Give me a story involving drugs. And
no.
Give me a story involving exercise.
No. Just tell me a crazy story. What was one of the saddest things that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
And then just go like that and then just see where it what happens.
Probably right. You know what? I think I am going to give
I found that dude fascinating.
The guy, the exercise dude?
The exercise dude. You were blowing him off. You're like, oh, okay, okay. I was like, how can you let this walk? This dude said he's close to 60. And I said, you're 57. And then he nodded his head and then ran in that house. And then he came back out and wanted to tell us some more shit. He wants to talk.
That's true. He does want to talk. Well, you know, that's it, so many of my neighbors are crazy. I've come.
You live in southeast Fresno, dude. I grew up out here.
I've gotten into the habit of fumbling with my keys all the way from my car to my door.
That's hilarious.
just to try to avoid people talking to me. In fact, the dude who lives directly downstairs from me, I was fumbling with my keys, pretending that I was looking for the door key as I walked past him. And he started talking to me anyways. I just shook my keys at him to get him to leave me alone.
Why?
And the funniest part is he said, oh, sorry, dude.
But you know what? Hey, listen. Like, when if you're going to, like, talk to a drug, don't call him a drug dealer. Don't say anything that's going to incriminate any of these people.
Yeah.
At all. Don't even say that. I got to pee. I got to go.
All right. Well, the bathroom's right over there. Johnny, thanks a lot for doing
the show. Yeah, catch me in Oregon and Washington in March.
Crap, we never did talk about your...
It doesn't matter.
All right, Oregon and Washington in March. Check out Johnny Osborne.
Yeah.
I've got
Facebook.com/Johnny Comedy. That's easy. Not Butterbean. Johnny Comedy. Facebook, Johnny Comedy. See how easy that is?
Podbean.com.
No.
You know what? That's the name of...
Facebook.com.
Podbean is the name of the
podcast Johnny service Comedy
provider. They pick that website name.
Johnny Comedy.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
And he's got a show coming up.
And I've got on April 13th, I'm renting the Mercedes Edwards Theater. I'm bringing a guy named Tom Clark into town. He's really funny. Check him out.
Very funny.
It's... tickets are going to be $10 for the balcony, $12 for the floor, $15 the night of the show. I'll have a website set up for where you can go to buy those tickets very soon. Thanks again, Johnny, for doing the show. I'm JT Foreman. I'm the Bitter Comic, and I'll talk to you next week.